All right, so tomorrow at this time, we're having the very first Chaz and AJ toe jam.
Yes.
It's toe wrestling.
Right, make sure you didn't mention that part.
You need like that monster truck. Toe jam!
Toe jam! Wrestling! Toe jam!
Whoop. Yeah.
Toe jam!
Nice, very nice. Little echo, little reverb.
It's the WTF. What was that stand for?
World Toe Wrestling Federation?
No, you keep putting a different word in there.
Oh.
I think you're trying to make toe wrestling one word. Because it should be like, WTF's like World Toe Federation.
Yes.
Toe wrestling's not a word, so.
Yeah.
Ruth, what is it?
It's World Toe Federation Wrestling.
Okay.
WTF.
Wrestling Toe Federation?
World Toe, what?
We should know what our company's called.
Right.
So that's... First.
World Toe Federation.
World Toe Federation.
Yeah. Wrestling.
Wrestling.
I'm not going to change your name for you. It should have been TWF.
World.
No, but we want it to be WTF.
Well, no, I got why. I'm just saying, because now World Toe Federation sounds like a whole different website.
Right.
It's not just wrestling. It's all the things you do with toes.
Right.
All the toes.
They could say, we have soul. I like that.
Ha. Foot, so. Ha.
Wrestling.
Right. Don't be a heel. Toe line. Nailed.
But I guess if you're, no one's really toe wrestling, so you can make toe wrestling one hyphenated word.
Right.
All right, so it's the WTF.
Right.
And yes. Tomorrow, Ayesha May, does she have a wrestling name yet? We don't know. We could find out.
Right. She's dormant for the last couple of days.
Ruth, have you picked your wrestling name yet?
I'm torn.
You're torn?
There's two. So the first one a listener suggested I really liked with the whole kind of Guns N' Roses theme was the Tominator.
Okay.
And using You Could Be Mine as my entrance music.
Right.
Because that was very, the Terminator 2, You Could Be Mine.
Right, yeah.
Like all that.
Right.
The other one AJ suggested was, because I was thinking of using the song Unstoppable by my beloved Foxy Shazam, and AJ said to use Foxy Toe Jam.
Right.
I mean, that so works on a lot of levels.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Get your song
and that
in there.
Sounds, yeah.
But just be Axel Toes.
That was also suggested.
So this would be your...
Like, yeah. That's like...
As she's marching
so,
in.
Yeah. That gets you hyped up.
Like feather ball around her foot, the whole nine yards. Mm. Little sunglasses. Tiny little belt.
Now, we wanted to do this last week, but Ruth said, I'd like to get a pedicure, please.
Right.
How did that go?
She wanted to prepare for the role.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. No, they were not presentable in any way.
Like how bad?
Like real bad.
Like real bad.
I heard it was so bad that the person... doing your feet.
The pedicurist?
Said, these are rough.
Those were her first words.
That's
the thing. Yep.
They don't usually say anything.
No.
Through their words.
This is like, professionalism
yeah.
right there.
Yeah. More feet. They've seen it all.
They've seen, I would imagine, right?
They've seen old ladies. You know, they, for them, they,
old ladies.
Right. With the concrete heels and whatnot.
Yeah.
Right. With the type of toenails that click on the linoleum floor like a dog. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, they've seen some Al Bundy level stuff when he was at work.
And for her to say these are rough. Wow.
Yeah,
wow. Exact words.
And you didn't try to get a comment out of her. She just said it. She looked at your feet like, whoa.
Yeah. She said,
wow. She said, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah. You stand all day.
Right. Did you take a picture of like before and after? Like here are my feet before and then here are my feet after.
Yeah, like when they fix the house.
Yeah. I'm putting together a whole training montage video. So you're going to see my preparation.
Right.
My preparation.
Does your big toe have a little headband on?
Like Mark Knopfler?
Is there going to be a trigger warning on this post? It sounds like we need one.
Right.
Wow, so she said your feet are rough.
Now, what was rough? Like your toenails were nasty or your heels like looked like, you know,
shut up.
Like Parmesan?
What are you doing?
AJ wants to know every detail.
I don't need more. I'm good.
They're just in bad shape.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Because those people don't know.
So wait, was it, like now I'm interested. So it's AJ, thank you. All right, so was it like you had a collar on and then it chipped off?
Right.
No, I had no polish on.
There was no color.
I had a pedicure in over a year.
With a little Lamisil monsters coming out.
All right. So the nails were long or?
No, they weren't.
Why does she say it's rough then?
Yeah, what's rough?
What do you have, like
the skin?
You have hammer toe?
I do have a small hammer toe. Yes. Right.
Yeah, but that's not bad.
My third one kind of hides underneath the guy next to him.
I was trying to be nice.
I'm going to use that to my advantage.
I like that your toes
tomorrow.
Are male. Let's continue.
Yes. Right.
did she do a lot of the shaving stuff down, like with the
she has to shave her toes?
The grating.
The grater.
The skin.
Oh,
yeah.
The skin. I thought you meant you had hairy feet. Like, what are we doing here?
No, she's not a hobbit, no.
Wow. That's, do we have audio of...
That grating thing, yeah.
She could be Froto.
Yeah, Froto.
Froto.
Hold on, we have some audio from the...
She put the
Roots mask getting
on.
Her feet done.
She put the,
this is terrible.
The face mask down.
What did you do?
Did you send Phil audio? Did you get audio of your person?
Yes.
And my feet are rough.
Huh?
You said my feet are rough.
Yeah.
I know. It's been a while.
No problem.
She sounds sad.
Is that bubbling?
No problem.
Did that water bubble when your feet hit it?
That is like steam rising off
a witch's pot. It's like the beginning of Monster Mash.
We're gonna have to immerse these in acid and put these in acid, like when you chrome a bumper.
So, Ruth, in this video, how much work has already been done to your feet? Like, at what stage of the process am I looking at?
That's in the very beginning.
Uh-oh. That's like you just took your shoes off or whatever. Right. Okay.
Did she already defeated?
Did you hear someone scream?
Listen to how sad that person is.
I know.
So my feet are rough?
Huh?
You said my feet are rough?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
No problem.
Your grandkids to a restaurant.
They later on found that lady with her. Yeah. They later on found that lady like stuck her head in the water and killed herself.
She drowned herself.
She just keeps adding chemicals to this.
Ted Kaczynski saw a video of this and killed himself.
Yeah, he ended it. It's like you're at a restaurant and the waitress comes over to deal with your kid being nuts. Like, no problem.
I heard they took that water and dumped it and, like, foliage disappeared.
Oh, jeez.
No, it was in a truck that tipped over in Philadelphia.
It melted the bridge. This black smoke came out and the bridge went down.
Oh, my God.
That's too far.
Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
You're on.
How are you? You got to name somebody or have a finishing move called the steel toe.
The steel toe.
The steel toe.
Nice.
Yes.
The steel toe.
All right. That has to be a finishing move.
Right, right,
the steel
right.
toe.
Right.
Very good.
The steel toe.
What would that look like? That like just what would the steel toe look like?
Well, steel toes keep you from getting your foot crushed. So wouldn't a steel toe be like a hammer, like a hammer move, like hitting downwards, like steel toe?
But unless it's a sneaky move where it's steel, S-T-E-A-L, and it like sneaks it back and pulls it over. Like,
oh, wait. Oh. Wait, he's explaining.
All right.
If you get something crushed on your foot at work with steel toe, anything over 25 pounds, they basically just chop your toes off. So
okay.
Imagine that being a move for a finisher.
Yeah.
The steel toe.
I think they want to keep all their toes.
The steel toe.
The steel toe.
I don't want to lose a toe.
Right. Yeah. We'll adapt it, yeah.
Chaz and AJ's very first... Toe jam one.
Toe jam one.
Toe jam one.
Nice. I like it. Excitement's there.
Tippy toes.
One bat. One foot. One toe.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's we're renaming tomorrow instead of Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. 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 Tuesday.
Tuesday.
AJ. You want to go in and take a look at Ruth getting her pedicure?
Okay.
All right. And then explain to us what you see.
Okay.
Ruth, you've been waiting for this. I know.
What did you think would happen when you sent video to us?
The man with the known foot fetish.
I got this over here.
Okay.
Here's your microphone.
Okay. What am I doing here?
Hold on.
All right. Give us play by play.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Get unveiling.
All right. Here we go. Here's the video that's going to play.
All right. Where's the music?
My feet just kidding. Are rough.
Huh? Oh.
My feet are rough.
Okay, well, the toes aren't that bad to begin with. She's like putting on some kind of
What's the blue stuff?
That's chemicals in the water.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
really?
Not so much.
Is that the stuff they use to shock the pools? That's pool shock. The water's bubbling. Yeah,
I will. What do you think of her feet?
They're not as bad as I thought they were going to be because she said that she's like a hammer toe or something. I don't see any hammer toes. Although the big toes look kind of like someone's head. One of them was like Joe Courtney.
The congressman?
It's Toe Courtney.
It's Toe Courtney. But yeah, the kind of bubbles. Remember the remember that Star Trek episode? They had those people with the big brains and big heads? Like her big toes kind of have that shape to them, at least as they're positioned right here.
Oh, she looks like Klingon?
They're her not that like bad. Klingons? But she has Klingon foot.
Okay, so we're going to keep moving her.
It's yeah, he can't hear.
Yeah, just send him in here. Okay, just come on in.
He's coming.
He likes your feet, though.
I thought we'd get a better idea.
She did a really good job. Like, they look nice now.
Okay, so what do you think on a 10 scale, 10 being like the hottest foot and then 1 being the opposite?
I'd put him at 7.5.
Oh, you're very kind.
That's a good ranking.
No, I've seen some pretty nasty mandibles out there.
Yeah,
this
you
time
just walk outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mandibles.
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 Yes. Oh, there's some pretty nasty pets out there. Like, nasty.
What does mandibles mean?
I don't know, but it just sounds like a good idea. It's like a good word for it.
Mandibles?
I think mandibles like hands or fingers.
Yeah, it's not feet because in wrestling, Mick Foley, Mankind, used the mandible claw. Right. It was his hand going in someone's mouth. Like, so that's not this.
The other day, there was a lady, I was online to buy something, and this lady was wearing sandals, and you could see that she had no business wearing sandals.
Like I've seen those feet.
Like she had finger toes, like they were like long.
2 feet bother me the most around this time of year.
Yeah, they're like long, like she could peel a banana with them type of toes.
Yeah.
That's how long they were.
Like she could cut you with her toenails.
Yeah, like she like put like several rings on it. Yeah. Really, really, really long ones.
And long toes.
Long toes. Okay. Long, long. Yeah.
Wow.
Like really long.
So mandibles are the long sort of claw-like things that you'll see coming out of the jaw of an insect that they use to cut leaves with or their food or their enemies.
Yeah, it's mouth stuff.
In that
yeah.
case, that was accurate. That was totally accurate. Okay. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, of course, this time of year, you'll also see the concrete heels, which disgusts me. Like, it's like, how do you let it get to this point? Where, like, it's
all right,
white.
Can we get back to this?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
What is going on?
I don't know. You got me in a roll. You got me going.
We brought up feet, Pat. That's what happens. Ruth, I hope I know you well enough, but you have, from my perspective, what I'd call little boy feet.
Oh, ew, dude. Yeah.
No, she won't take that wrong at all.
What?
You have little boy
what?
Feet.
It doesn't look like a feminine foot.
AJ looks relieved he didn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be honest. I know that you...
It's because my toes are stumpy and short.
They're a little stumpy.
Okay.
They're a little stumpy, and the nails are a little stumpy with them.
Yeah, how old would you say her boy feet are?
Probably 10. This is a 10-year-old boy's foot.
Yeah. 10-year-old boy's
foot. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But on the upside,
good.
On the upside, you don't have the kind you can like reach for like an olive out of a jar, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Tingers.
Yeah.
Start doing background checks on Phil.
Yeah, you don't have tongers.
Pat, I was a 10-year-old boy once. I know what 10-year-old boy
you
feet look like.
You knew the age of the foot like a carnival.
Chaz asked me. I'm giving my estimate.
I'm like, did you work for a children's shoe store one time?
Like they're not hairy, right? So there's no hair there.
Do they look strong? Do they look like they could stand? You know,
they look
stand the battle.
They look delicate.
No,
with
yeah,
no.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You're betting against me.
No, not betting against. You. Just saying.
I think we might.
Okay, just saying you have you got to rely upon tricks to get to win against your opponent.
No, and that's
no. If we're betting money on this thing tomorrow,
it's not going to be sheer strength.
I don't know. I want to take a look at her feet, and I want to take a look at Ayesha's feet.
It's not going to be pure strength on this one. She's going to have to use.
I agree.
Some kind of strategy.
With her little feet, it's like David versus Goliath.
Exactly, right.
It depends on how strong that second toe is, because I think everybody's big toe is usually pretty good. So if she has more strength than her second toe, I think she'll be okay. But like if your feet were a horse in the Kentucky Derby, you'd have long odds.
I believe that she does have it stacked against her. One, she doesn't have a mean bone in her body.
No.
She's too nice.
Yeah.
And when you're fighting, you have to just I mean, you're fighting to win.
She's making
she's
faces.
Making she's trying to make a mean face.
Hey, well, she crapped herself.
She's got 10-year-old boy feet.
She does.
Yeah, you're gonna have to
she does.
Back, you okay. know what I mean? Like,
I actually
you forget though, I'm tough. I drink fecal water.
She drinks fecal water.
I'm tough.
That means intestinal force. That doesn't mean
power.
Strength.
Like piggies.
What are you gonna do? You can do burp.
She has power piggies.
Power okay. piggies.
All right, there's
but you gotta come out with bravado. You gotta be like Toe Muhammad Ali. You know
yes.
what I mean? Like
right. right.
I thought you were gonna say Toe Frazier.
Right.
No, I'm better than that. Toe Frazier.
You gotta hit like a tomahawk.
Maybe I'll end up being the heel in this competition.
Hey. You've got the true athlete's foot.
Have you no soul? Have you no soul? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Ayesha, man, she's loaded up with tats. She's working out all the time.
She's not working out her feet.
I know, but, you know, she looks like a fighter. She looks
does.
Like she kick your ass.
See, like the MMA thing going on.
I have no comparison, so I don't know. But right now, just my initial thought here on looking at Ruth's feet, not very strong.
Hmm. Can you have Ayesha take a picture of her foot and send it to us?
Like a live one.
I know, it's so
not
freaking,
an old one.
It's so weird.
It's not weird. But.
It's so weird. But, like, if I'm betting money on this fight, right. I kind of want to see the fighters.
And we need it from today. It's got to be from June 12th.
He wasn't a stat.
Toe Jam. One. Happening tomorrow. Toes Day.
On the ringside, will it be Dr. Scholl in case of an injury?
Yeah, that's right. Our doctor is Dr. Scholl.
Dr. Scholl. Excuse me?
What are we going to call Ruth? Ruth needs a name.
She does.
I think I'm going to go with Foxy Toe Jam.
Foxy Toe Jam.
That sounds good.
How about this little piggy?
Does Ayesha have a... Does Ayesha have a fight name yet?
I don't know.
Good morning.
Morning. Am I on the line, on the air?
Yes, you are.
You are on the line.
Yes,
on the air.
So don't curse this time.
Hi. Good morning. I don't have a name yet, but I think I liked Fat Toe Tammy.
Fat Toe Tammy.
It's wow. great.
Yeah, that's a
Fat Toe Tammy.
Oh.
Somebody sent this as a name. I wish he sent it. Oh, it's Kevin. His name is Kevin. Ruth should consider, quote, Queen Defeat Ya.
Nope.
Well,
no response.
You want Foxy Toe Jam?
Nope. You're Foxy Toe Jam?
Yeah.
I'll be Foxy Toe Jam.
Okay.
But after tomorrow, I will be Queen Defeat Ya.
Ah. Oh.
Smack talk has begun. Smack talk.
Those fighting words. Total destruction. Oh.
Big words from a person with little boy feet.
Get over that.
That's right. Phil just saw Root's feet and said, compared him to a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, what, nice.
What do your feet look like? I know. It's weird. It's weird and creepy. I'm sorry. But, you know, we're doing a show here.
Hey, this is a sport that we have decided to move forward
we're all
with.
We're moving
okay.
forward with.
Somewhere out there, someone's listening going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My right. feet
show
have
it to AJ
veins
first.
In them.
Veins?
Okay. Oh, my picture. I'm getting to kind of see some veinage.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, what does wow mean, AJ?
Wow means that they're much bigger than Ruth's.
Okay.
Like it takes almost like an entire like chair arm.
Okay.
That so she's definitely gonna have she's got some height on her. So
okay.
I mean, so I'm just trying to figure
all right,
out
from your weirdo standpoint. What do you think? Do you like them?
Yeah, they're nice.
Okay.
They're good. Nice. Yeah.
Higher than a 7?
Like no one is gross. No one is gross.
There are no gross feet.
There's no gross.
In this match.
No. You're like, size matters.
Cute 10-year-old boy feet.
Stop showing me your foot. I don't need to. I'm good.
That's not her foot. That's Ayesha's.
That's Ayesha's.
No, I know.
You're skeeved by feet?
Yeah.
Do you want to see my feet? I'll take my shoes off.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations to all the athletes. You're all wonderful people.
No, let me say,
I don't need to see your foot.
It sounds like Patchby, the guy who touches them and goes, toes away.
They didn't make me throw up, I guess.
Yeah, she has nice feet. Her second toe is bigger than the big toe.
Okay. I think that's going to help her, especially against Ruth's feet, which
she's
are
got
small.
ET foot.
But that's they're all, you know, there's no like curly toe.
Right.
They're pretty straight.
Same direction.
Ooh, she can be... E.T., the extra terrestrial.
Ah.
It's a long finger one.
She's right. Fat Toe Tammy. She already picked.
Fat Toe Tammy.
Yeah, it looks like she needs some work on her nails or whatever. But yeah, that looks like a strong foot there. Oh, there's a bulge coming out the side.
A bulge?
That's an ankle, isn't it?
It's like a muscle or something.
Is that an ankle? Yeah. Oh, well,
it's off the side of her foot.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah.
It is just so you know, he's zooming in on your foot.
We're gonna have to check for steroids.
That's the power spot.
I felt so weird just taking the pictures this morning. I texted Ruth. I was like, I feel dirty.
Oh, no, it's a weird before.
AJ's going to take them home with him, so no.
No, Ruth was smart not to text them over to us.
Right.
She's just like, you could see my phone screen.
Exactly right.
Yeah just very screen. Good.
Remember
we don't want any of that nonsense.
Later.
I'll just grab the screenshot later.
Okay, we got to go to break, but we're looking forward to Toe Jam
yes.
1 tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
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 You're going down, Ruth.